You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And indeed, and you turn us on, you'll hear it. That's it. Yes, The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. Here on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radar dial. Great to be with you this morning. As we make our way to Wednesday. Yes, we're halfway through the week. It is Wednesday, and it is the 19th of October. And let's see, what day is it? It's Constitution Day today in honour of the country's independence. This is self-governing in free association with New Zealand. And this was in 1974. Right, Mother Teresa Day today. That's being celebrated, recognised in Albania. And here's a good one from over the other side of the pond. Oxfordshire Day today. This is to promote the historic English county of Oxfordshire. It is also the principal feast day of the patron saint of the city and University of Oxford. Now, who do you know who that is? It's Saint Friederswide.
Come on, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Always the sun.
There we go, coming off of their album Dreamtime, that's The Stranglers and Always the Sun. First released as a single on the 6th of October back in 1986, and it was the second single from the album. And that was, right back in 1986, remember it well. Time for breakfast. Oh, let's all go to Tiffany's, shall we? Deep Blue Something.
You'll say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us, still I know you just don't care. Said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I think I remember.
Better than coffee.
Oh,
Well, there we go. That's Man-Made Paradise. Comes, of course, from Freddie. Oh, Freddie Mercury. Time on The Breakfast Show. This is about the second day in a row we've done this, isn't it? It's absolutely amazing. The time on The Breakfast Show is exactly 15 minutes, and that's after the hour of 6 o'clock. Time to do this, get you in the shower and on your way to work this morning. Now, see, well, I tell you what, we got a little bit of Sophie in the shower this morning. I love the name. Sophie Ellis Baxter. 13 Little Dolls is what it's called. There she goes. Yes, Sophie Ellis Baxter and 13 Little Dolls comes off of an album called Wanderlust. Right, I think it's about time for you to get out and shower, don't you? Before you go wrinkly. Go wrinkly like a prune. 19 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, if you are keeping an eye on the time. Guests this morning, we've got guests in the 8 o'clock and the 9 o'clock hour today. We'll tell you all about that a little bit later on. And we've had a bit of a change. No Andreas today. And by the way, I'm happy to say that his little girl is okay. Remember, I couldn't make it last week because she was in hospital. She's back home now, doing fine. So But Andres isn't coming in today because we needed to slot in these two interviews for today. So we're going to tell you more about that in a little bit. By the way, that one Sophie Ellis Bextor, 13 Little Dolls, came off of, I told you, the Wanderlust album. It was the fifth studio album by Sophie Ellis Bextor, and that was January 2014, if I remember rightly. A bit of a shift from Ellis Bextor's electronic dance roots, incorporating elements of folk baroque, believe it or not, in there somewhere. Not in that track, but on the album, and orchestral music. Right. Well, let's go to Disco Nights. GQ. I love that track. That's GQ and Disco Nights. That track, in actual fact, is around about 7 minutes and something long, which I thought was absolutely perfect. Time to go and get my coffee. Take a look out of the balcony. A bit of rain out there this morning in Paitea. What's interesting was I went to have a look. You can see it's raining on the little island, the imitation island that they made out there in Paitea. It's raining there, but it's not raining so much on this side. Makes a nice change. And yesterday afternoon I decided to take my car to the car wash. I go to a car wash just off of Calle Cinquenta. It's an Italian car wash, really good. I've been going there for a long time. And I just about got there. I was on Calle Cinquenta and it started to rain. So I just decided to turn around and come back home again. There wasn't any point really, is there? Okay, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're making our way to, we're in exactly 25 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Take us down to the bottom of the hour. This one is very apt. The Selectors and On My Radio.
Listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemp Perrier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemp Perrier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemp Perrier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemp Perrier.
Por tu seguridad y la de todos, espera el tren detrás de la línea amarilla y sitúate a lo largo del andén o plataforma de espera. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Absolutely. If you just joined us, a very good morning to you. We're just making our way to 29 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's Breakfast Show. Right, let's take a look at some of the local news. We will be looking at these stories in a bit more detail later on this morning. The pre-candidate for the presidency of the Republic for the free nomination, Francisco Carriera, and the pre-candidate for deputy, this is Elias Lopez, denounced on Tuesday, before the Electoral General Prosecutor's Office, alleging irregularities in the signature collection system at the Tribunal Electoral. Carriera went to the prosecutor's office this Thursday, stating knowledge of criminal acts, which he assures that he can prove with evidence in fact. He announced that people who have declared that they have not given their signature to anyone, but yet they appear in the Tribunal Electoral records as if they had given their support to a candidate. It's a lie. It's identity theft, he exclaimed. Carriera also indicated that the confirmation that there is a crime here is that there are 1,119 people who have had the signature removed. It does not say which candidate. The reason is not said, but the photos are questioned precisely that it is a crime that we are denouncing. The director of the electoral organisation of the Tribunal Electoral, this is Osman Valdez, pointed out that audits have been carried out and that the Electoral General Prosecutor's Office will be in charge of carrying out the respective investigations. Now, according to Valdez, two internal inspections have been carried out with which the cancelled cases have been detected. The official affirmed that the sanctions to the pre-candidates can become fines. The Electoral General Prosecutor's Office reported that it will proceed to initiate an investigation aimed at clarifying the facts denounced and will request that the respective sanctions be applied. The investigations initiated by the Public Ministry between 2014 and 2015 related to the irregular use of funds assigned to the now extinct Social Assistance Program, the PAN, targeted countless officials from the administration of former President Ricardo Martinelli. The investigations carried out in the PAN and in the institutions that allegedly received financial aid for school meal programs, housing construction, purchase of tires, grain, and helicopter rental revealed that there was a dark management in the use of funds and a scant supervision of supplies deliveries. Now, this information was also corroborated by audit reports from the Office of the Comptroller General. Well, almost all of these investigations was culminated in prosecutorial hearings in which a summons to trial was requested. They stumbled upon the decisions of the then 15th criminal judge, Leslie Loaiza, and an intricate tangle of legal resources that caused some of the cases to progress at a slow pace, which led them to be for years in limbo. Well, Leslie Loaiza, whose employment contract was not renewed by the judicial branch in December of 2020, dismissed several of these cases. On August 10th of 2018, five people investigated for embezzlement by the Social Works Improvement Program in the provinces of Aracoque and Los Santos but 4 years later, the Superior Court of Liquidations reversed that decision, and they were sentenced to 8 years in prison. So, yeah, the long arm of the law will catch up with you. The National Directorate of Pharmacy and Drugs of the Ministry of Health granted on October the 7th an extension until the 31st of March of 2023 so that pharmaceutical establishments can sell anti-migraine drugs with the active ingredient called ergotamine without a medical prescription. Now, these are, among others, those marketed as Abamigran, Migradoxina, Migratram, and Migretil. Now, this temporary decision was adopted after the complaints received by patients suffering from migraine. Here's one of them, who since last September the 22nd needed to have a prescription to obtain these drugs, and in order that pharmacies can get their entire inventory of medicines that have the active ingredient ergotamine before the new provision comes into force. By the way, Perez Franco, this is the president of the Isthmian Association of the Study of Pain, Panamanian chapter of the International Association for the Study of Pain. This is Eka Perez Franco. Said in her opinion that the decision adopted by the health authorities is sensible and correct. But we're going to see if we can get her to have an interview with us here on The Breakfast Show, see what she really thinks, because I'd like to know one substantial fact. In all the years, how many people have actually been prosecuted for using ergotamine for for anything other than migraines? Because they come up with all sorts of things you can do with it. We'll have to find out. We'll see if we can get more. A total of 1,400 doses of monkeypox vaccine arrived in the country this Monday, reported the Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre. This was during a tour of the construction of the new children's hospital, which has an advance of just 10.55%. Sucre reported that this Tuesday that they will be holding a meeting to coordinate the vaccination methodology with the teams. Now, he announced that they hope to start next week with the inoculation of those that should be immunized. Now, according to the recommendations, priority health personnel who attend to these cases must be vaccinated. Then people at risk, such as sex workers, and according to the cases registered in Panama, men who have had sex with other men, Sucre pointed out. To date, 16 cases of monkeypox have been detected in Panama. And last but not least, our friend, this is Valentino Mini, drivers from some 80 nations around the world, including Panama, will be participating from October the 26th to the 30th at the FIA Motorsports Games Motorsport Games 2022, to be held in Marseille in France. The national colours will be represented by Valentino Mini, who will compete in the Formula 4 category, and Valentin Flamini, who will participate in karting spring senior, it says here. Italians? No, Panamanian Italians. And of course, Valentino is none other than the son of our very own friend that's over there Costa Leste, over there in the City of Knowledge, which is Valley Motors, and Alessio Mini is his son. Well, we wish them all the best. Fingers crossed. Time on The Breakfast Show. Keep an eye on it. We are 22 minutes before the hour of 7. Keep up. So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket. Keep up.
Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jumping.
Keep up.
Players only.
Come on. Put your pinky raise up to the moon.
Girls,
what y'all trying to do?
24 karat magic in the air. Head to toe so clear. Look out. Second verse for the hustlers.
Hustlers.
Gangsters.
Gangsters.
Bad bitches and your ugly ass friends.
Ha-ha!
I cannot preach.
Uh-oh.
I cannot preach.
Uh-oh.
I gotta show them how a pimp get it in.
First,
take your sip.
Sip.
Do your dip.
Dip.
Spend your money like
money ain't shit. Ooh, ooh. We too fresh.
Got to blame it on Jesus.
Hashtag blessed.
They ain't ready for me. I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket.
Keep up.
So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket.
Keep up.
Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jumping.
Keep up.
Players only.
Come on. Put your pinky raise up to the moon.
Yeah.
What y'all trying to do?
What you trying to do? 24 karat magic in the air.
Jerry D.
Yeah.
Two in a row. That last one was The Riddle from Nick Kershaw. And before that, well, you know that one, Bruno Mars and 24K Magic. That's where you get on here. Oh, it's absolutely gold. Well, some of the music we played, plenty of golden oldies. Not that one, we've already done that one. Haven't done this one. Yes, we have. Oh, what's happened to my music? It's all gone haywire. The one I wanted to play for you was this one. And it comes from Dr. Buzzard's original Savannah Band. I knew it was there somewhere. Keep an eye on the time. We're just coming up for 13 and a half minutes before the hour of 7. Let's take a look at some of the international news headlines for you at the top of the hour. Some of the international financial news around about 7:30. In between the two, the weather, which is showing some signs. Some brightening up a little bit.
Maybe
Sends you a little bit of French for this morning. Can I say, it comes from Dr. Buzzard's original Savannah, and that was Cherche La Pam. 9 minutes before 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. Here's a little story for you. This is what happens when you forget to check a website that millions of people, and not to mention the federal government, depend on to see if it's working. Well, in 2018, millions of taxpayers who waited until the last day to file their tax returns were foiled by a system-wide computer failure. Not to worry, though. If you're one of the unfortunate last-minute filers, you've got advice on what to do. Come back on December the 31st of 9,999.
radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carol Bell, Carl Leonda are on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online. Yeah, that's us. 'Cause we play this.
The Killers, and that is the titled Boy. Time on the Breakfast Show. Just coming up for 7 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
I tell you what, it's that time of the year again. And I tell you something else as well, you're allowed to go out. You are.
Bah, humbug.
And the British ball is back. 2022, Saturday the 3rd of December at 7:30 p.m. Come and let your hair down. It's at the Hotel Miramar Intercontinental on Avenida Balboa. The prices, just the same as they were last time, $125 per ticket. They're on sale now. Tickets at BritishPaulPanama.com or just pop along to the website, www.BritishPaulPanama.com. There are only 250 tickets available. Oh, and I've got 10 of them. See you there.
Ricky, cuidado, te caes. Ay, Marta, contesta, por favor.
Hola, querido, ¿cómo estás?
Marta, me estoy volviendo loco. Los niños no se quedan quietos. Tengo que mandar un montón de documentos y planificarme para la semana. Recuerda que estoy en teletrabajo.
Ay, Richie, relájate. Solo abre el HP Smart App en tu celular. Conéctate a la impresora y podrás resolver todo.
¿Ah? ¿Qué hablas? ¿Eso qué tiene que ver con los chiquillos?
Bueno, en el app tienen plantillas para que le imprimas a los niños para que pinten. Tienen cosas de Halloween, juegos, de todo. Y luego usa esa misma app para escanear tus documentos, sacar las copias y hasta imprímete una agenda para que anotes todos tus pendientes.
¿Sabes qué? Por eso es que te amo.
Imprime, escanea y comparte con tu impresora en cualquier momento y lugar. Conoce el estado de los consumibles. Imprime cientos de plantillas divertidas. Miles de funciones al alcance de tus dedos. Conoce las promociones que DataSurf tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas compatibles con HP Smart desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y agiliza tus procesos con las impresoras HP y HP Smart.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Danville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. Time-wise, we are 3 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're going to take a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning, Wednesday morning, 19th of October. One of the most senior Russian-appointed officials in occupied Ukraine said the Ukrainian army was poised to begin an attempt to retake the southern city of Kherson and has urged residents to evacuate for their safety. Kirill Stemaurosov, deputy head of the local Russia-backed administration, made a video appeal after Russian forces in the area were driven back by 20 to 30 kilometers. And this was in the last few weeks. They risk being pinned against the western bank of the 2,200-kilometer-long Dnipro River that bisects Ukraine. The Russian-installed leader of the occupied Ukrainian region of Kherson said on Wednesday that authorities were banning civilians from entering the region for 7 days amid escalating pressure from a Ukrainian counter-offensive. Iranian climber Elnaz Rekabi, who caused controversy by competing in an international contest without wearing a veil, has returned to Iran to cheering supporters, reiterating in comments to state media she had climbed without a hijab unintentionally. Footage had shown Rebaki, 33, scaling a wall without her head covering while competing in South Korea, while representing Iran, which has been swept by protests ignited by Mahsa Amini's death by the morality police when in custody. South Korean and American troops practiced building floating bridges to ferry tanks and other armored vehicles across rivers on Wednesday, part of a larger joint military exercise that has angered North Korea. South Korean attack helicopters deployed flares and armored vehicles blew white smoke screens into the air as main battle tanks, armored personnel carriers and other military vehicles crossed pontoon bridges over the Namham River near Yeoju, south of Seoul. China's foreign ministry, responding to a question about clashes between Hong Kong protesters and staff of its consulate in the British city of Manchester on Sunday, said on Wednesday that it had lodged representations with Britain over the incident. During a regular media briefing, Ministry spokesman Wang Weibin said that the representations were made over what he described as malicious harassment by lawless elements. Brazilian presidential candidate Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's lead over President Jair Bolsonaro has shrunk to 5 percentage points ahead of a runoff vote set for the 30th of October. A poll by Genio Qua Est showed on Wednesday. Former President Lula has 47% voter support, down from the last week at 49%, while Bolsonaro gained 1 point to 42%. Pollsters were widely criticized after the first round vote for significantly underestimating support for Bolsonaro. And scattered clashes around Chile between protesters and police on Tuesday marked the third anniversary of widespread protests against inequality. In 2019, they left more than 30 people dead. In the capital of Santiago, hooded protesters lit fires and threw rocks at police, including in the area surrounding Plaza Baquerano, the epicenter of the 2019 riots, while police responded with gas and water cannons. And that's it. That's our look for now. Some of those things here, the relative, well, not poor here, but brought to you here on The Breakfast Show, international news headlines. We're going to be looking at the weather in around about 10-15 minutes' time. And bottom of the hour, we'll look at some of the international financial news as well.
myself because I love you. Yes, I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's nothing about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, if it grows stronger every day. And I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it can grow stronger every day.
Think of a lot worse places to be, like down in the streets, or down in the sewer, or even on the end of a skewer.
There we go, three in a row. First one was Mr. James Taylor and Your Smiling Face, and the Bee Gees followed on from that, and I Gotta Get a Message to You. And this last one was the Stranglers and Peaches. Wondering whether to go off to the beaches. I tell you what, shall we tell you whether it's worth going off to the beaches? Let's take a look, shall we, at the weather. For this morning, well, not for the morning, for the day. We're going to start off over in Costa Arriba in the province of Colón, as we do, 29 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature today, with 23 being the minimum, 34 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, and 80% relative humidity. A chance for a few showers during the course of this morning, this afternoon as well, and isolated showers tonight. Moving across to province of West Panama, let's see what we've got here. 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 being the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, with 80% relative humidity. Isolated showers during the course of this morning. Isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon. And tonight is going to be nice. It's going to be partially cloudy. Here in the metropolitan area, 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 being the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius, that's the thermal sensation, with 78% relative humidity. Partially cloudy, they reckon, for this morning. Let me just check. Yeah, there is a cloud, but it is sort of seems to be sort of separating, so that's probably a little bit later on this morning. We'll have some sunshine peeping through. Partially cloudy this morning. Stormy rains, though, in the afternoon, and tonight will be cloudy. Now, let's take a look. Let's move out to the Gulf of Panama, out by the Perlis Islands in that direction. 29 degrees will be the maximum temperature today, with 25 degrees Celsius, the minimum. 35 degrees will be the thermal sensation, with 83% relative humidity. Not too bad out there in the Gulf. This morning we're looking at a chance for a few showers. In the afternoon, though, it's going to be cloudy, and those isolated showers, well, they're going to come back to tonight. Moving over to maritime conditions for today. Well, let's start off with the tides. We're starting off with the Pacific. Low tide was at 4:37 this morning, 1.8 meters. High tide, that will be at 10:46 this morning, 3.57 meters. Second low tide, 5:05 in the afternoon, and that will be 1.58 meters. The last high tide, that's 1.58 meters. The last high tide, that'll be 11:43 tonight, and that'll be 3.66 meters. So let's take a look and see at the tides on the Caribbean for you today. Low tide was at 2:22 this morning, and that was minus 0.03 of a meter. High tide will be at 8:50. That'll be 0.15 of a metre. Low tide again, that's going to be at 12:37 in the afternoon, 0.12 of a metre. And the last high tide, 7:19 tonight, 0.3 of a metre. So there we go. There are the tides for you. Now looking at the actual sea conditions, if you're going to be out on the water, starting with the Caribbean, we're looking at 10 to 20 kilometre an hour winds coming from the west-southwest. That's for this morning. The waves, by the way, at 2 feet. In the afternoon, the good conditions are going to continue. Yep, it's going to be a good day. 15 to 25 kilometre an hour winds from the southwest in the afternoon. The waves are going to remain at 2 feet. Now, let's take a look at the Pacific. Light winds, 5 to 15 kilometres an hour, coming from the west-southwest. Waves just at 1 foot. In the afternoon, good conditions continue. We've got 5 to 15 kilometres an hour coming from the west-southwest. In the afternoon, waves, they're going to be at just 1 foot. So there you go. There's your weather for this morning, 19th of October. We're whipping through October, aren't we? After this, I'm going to tell you about our guest coming in at 8 o'clock hour and 9 o'clock hour this morning. This is Neil Horan, and still.
My mind is complicated, I find it hard to rearrange it, but I'll have to find a way somehow. Overreacting lately, find it hard to say I'm sorry, but I'll make it up to you somehow. I just don't know why stars won't shine at night. Tell me you want it a thousand miles away from the day that we started, but I'm standing here with you just trying to be honest. If honesty means telling you the truth, but I'm still in love with you. Did I miscalculate this? Let's just go back to basics. Forget about what's coming on. Cause I hate to see us like this, breaking up on nights just like this. We should be shooting for them stars and gold. So tell me you want it, a thousand miles away from the day we started, but I'm standing here with you just trying to be honest. Honesty means telling you the truth. Then I guess we lost our focus, and it's killing me that we could go to a like this. But I'm standing here with you just trying to be honest. Honesty means telling you the truth, but I'm still in love with you.
Didn't know I could whistle, did you? No, neither did I. Still, from Niall Horan there. And, well, I said, tell you what we got coming up for you. In the 8 o'clock hour this morning, we're going to be chatting with Alan Bytel from the British Chamber of Commerce. They've got an event coming up next week. Alan's going to be talking to us all about that. It's the British Business Forum 2022 Towards a New Green Economy, Challenges and Traditions in a Post-Pandemic Panama. So that's coming up from the British Chamber of Commerce, Alan Bytel, coming to chat with us in the 8 o'clock hour. In the 9 o'clock hour this morning, happy to say that we have got the Indonesian ambassador to the Republic of Panama, Puji Salastri, coming in to chat with us. They've got a nice event coming up as well. It says here, please remember, put in Indonesia, Un Dia en el Paraiso. So we're going to find out all about that a little bit later on. It's the 9 o'clock hour this morning. A busy little morning. And time, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
Hello, les saluda su amigo el hacker y les traigo otra de mis hazañas. Ayer tumbé al hospital más grande de la ciudad. ¿Saben cómo lo hice? Me enteré que Samantha de Recursos Humanos cumplía años. Le envié un email con un certificado de regalo de su spa favorito. Samantha se emocionó y lo imprimió ahí mismo en la impresora de la oficina. Lo que ella no sabía es que ese certificado tenía mi código malicioso. Tan pronto la impresora lo leyó, logré infiltrarme en la red del hospital. Ups, lo hice de nuevo. Ahora no solo tengo la seguridad del hospital en mis manos, sino también todos los datos de sus pacientes.
Los ciberpredadores trabajan sobre tiempo. ¿No es hora de que tu seguridad lo haga también? Con HP Wolf Security, tu empresa jamás hubiera sido penetrada. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para 100 impresoras HP. Todas con HP Wolf Security desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y cámbiate a las impresoras más seguras del mundo.
Well, I said, I've just got a couple of things I want to remind you about. Firstly, if you're having to send money around the world, the best way to do that, of course, is with Western Union. You can visit their agencies or you can do it through their online app. And what's even better, you can use both. You can even start on the app and then go and pay at one of the agencies as well. It's all about money transfers that work for you. That's our friends there at Western Union. You check them out. Now, the other thing, as we make our way through the week and, you settle down now, time to go out for a bite for lunch. Well, it's not lunchtime yet. One place you could go is a place which is like being in a Hollywood movie with a perfect Italian-American touch to disconnect from the city for a special time. Now, this is Frank's Place. And don't forget, on Saturdays, they have live music every Saturday. All you've got to do is book now on 394-6998. 394-6998 or 63201013. That's their WhatsApp number, 63201013. They're located in downtown in Costa del Este. All right, that's Frank's Place, so do pop along. Go there on a Saturday, have lunch. It's really nice. There we go. That's it. Just a couple of things I wanted to tell you about. And, in just a second, we'll come back and look at some of the international business news for today.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And if you're with us this morning, thank you very, very much. We know you've got a choice of what you do with your time, and if you're spending some of it with us, that's great. United Kingdom's main stock indices fell on Wednesday after data showed that consumer prices hit a 40-year high again in September, raising worries about their impact on the economy, while banking stocks were hit by reports of windfall taxes. The FTSE 100 index of top UK companies slipped 1.1% after a four-day run of gains aided by the historic reversal of the new government's failed fiscal plan, while a weaker pound helped lift the dollar earners such as BP and GSK. The biggest jump in food prices since 1980 pushed British inflation back into the double digits in September, matching the 40-year high, which was hit in July, and a new blow for the households grappling with the cost of living crisis. It's been a measured response, both in the FX and bond market so far, said Alan Custis, head of UK equities at Lazard Asset Management. The market is still thinking somewhere between a 75 and 100 base points rate hike in November, probably on the back of this print, and a lot of that is already baked into the markets. Oil prices rose slightly on Wednesday amid plenty of caution as bullish signals like falling US crude stocks and a generally undersupplied market were countered by bearish factors such as uncertain Chinese demand growth and falling gas prices. Brent crude futures for December settlement rose to 60 cents or 0.7% to $90.63 a barrel. This was by 0913 GMT. Earlier in the session, Brent hit a low of $89.32. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude for November delivery expiring on Thursday was at $83.59 a barrel, up 77 cents or 0.9%. The December contract was at $82.73, that's up 66 cents or 0.8%. German prosecutors have searched the headquarters of Deutsche Bank in connection with an ongoing investigation. This is in connection with an ongoing multi-billion euro tax fraud scheme known as Cum-Ex, Deutsche Bank said on Tuesday. Germany's largest lender is one of many banks that prosecutors have raided in connection with the tax scheme that thrived more than a decade ago. The public prosecutor's office in Cologne, without naming Deutsche Bank, confirmed it had conducted a raid on a bank and an auditing company in Frankfurt that involved more than 100 investigators and extended to the homes of 10 suspects. High natural gas prices and global competition for the fuel have driven more demand for thermal coal for power generation this year as countries try to wean themselves off Russian energy supplies and seek relatively cheaper alternatives. Some countries are reporting mothballed coal plants to or reopening mothballed coal plants to secure enough energy for this winter, while others are boosting production as they seek considerable profits from exports. Netflix Inc. upended the global entertainment industry about a dozen years ago now with a streaming video service that rendered network television programming schedules and movie screening times all but irrelevant. Now Netflix is gunning for the last reel of the pay TV business. This estimated $153 billion pool of global advertising revenue. The company and some analysts see its new, cheaper, ad-supported service, detailed in a rosy quarterly report on Tuesday, as a way to lift revenue as customers trim spending amid economic gloom. And the ghosts of Christmas past haunts US store shelves, sales floors and stockrooms this year. Retailers were sitting on $548.8 billion of inventory in July, a 21.6 increase from last year, according to US census data. With less than 10 weeks to go before Christmas of this year, major retailers, including Costco, Kohl's and Express Inc., are peddling holiday sweaters, artificial trees and other decor that had been stuck in transit or packed in warehouses during the supply chain crisis that threw a wrench into Christmas of 2021. So there we are. It won't be long, is it? Just 10 weeks. Are you ready for Christmas yet? Not really. Tell you what, that's a great cover, isn't it? Painted Black, that comes from Clara. Excellent. We are 18 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM.
Dream is just a dream, and I don't wanna stay.
Two in a row. Started off with Jesse Ware, and that was called Spotlight. This one, Yola, Dancing Away in Tears. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3. Great to be with you. Let's say a good morning. Very good morning to Mary Lou. Although she didn't get her day off to a particularly good start. So how are you this morning? She says, I'm okay, I guess. I just fell again outside my house while throwing the trash. There was little space to walk on the sidewalk to get to the dumpster because there was a mattress. Just as, but I did not hurt myself. I hit myself hard. I just got dirty shoes as I fell on the wet grass. No problem. Come on, Mary Lou. You just said there was a mattress there. Ball on the mattress. That's what I put there for, I expect. Anyway, I'm glad you're all right. That's the main thing. And yeah, there's only one thing. There's nothing worse than falling when you haven't had a drink. Anyway, she's doing okay. Asked if we could play a piece of music for her this morning. Now, can you please play Eastbound and Down by Jerry Reed?
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like no bandit runs. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some devil mind them brakes. Let it all hang out cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta and there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run. They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run. Old Smokey's got them ears on. He's hot on your trail. And he ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you've got to duck him. You gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound and down, trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
There we are, Mary Lou. Hope that'll make you feel better today. That is Jerry Reed. And eastbound and down. I tell you what, something else as well. You have got good wishes from Athens in Greece. Yes, Renee is back. Says, oh dear, cuidado, Mary Lou. Hope you're all okay. So there we are. That's from Renee. And you might have heard yesterday Renee was saying that she found a house. Yeah, she found a house. She was happy about that. But the owner of the house wanted to interview all of them, because there were at least a couple of other people that were interested in the house. And she was obviously interviewed. she says here, good day all. Well, the owners of the house that we want to rent are now asking for, wait for it, 36 months payment in advance. Oh, did you tell them you wanted to rent it, not buy it? 36 months in advance. We're not going to be here that long, first of all. And second, that's an insane request. So the house hunt continues. Now look, just spare a thought, Renee, okay? You know, you're having a bad day. Just think about your real estate agent. You can imagine the conversation, can't you? She's back. What do you mean she's back? The one, you know, the one that couldn't decide on a house, she's back. What do you mean she's back? Well, apparently she wouldn't pay the 36 months rent in advance. Shall we go into another business? Wishing you all the best, Renee. And you asked if we could play for you Foreigner and Urgent. How urgent? That's the question.
You wanna fly, but won't you feet on the ground today? FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for our midweek look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The pre-candidate for the presidency of the Republic for free nomination, Francisco Carriera, and the pre-candidate for deputy, Elias Lopez, denounced this Tuesday before the Electoral General Prosecutor's Office, alleging irregularities in the signature collection system of the Tribunal Electoral. Carriera went to the prosecutor's office on Tuesday, stating knowledge of criminal acts, which he assures that he can prove with evidence in fact. He announced that people who have declared that they have not given their signature to anyone, but yet they appear in the Tribunal Electoral records as if they had given their support to a candidate. It's a lie. It's identity theft, he exclaimed. Carriera also indicated that the confirmation that there is a crime here is that there are 1,119 people who have had the signature removed. It does not say which candidate. The reason is not said, but the photos are questioned, precisely that it's a crime that we are denouncing. He stated that the issue, due to its seriousness and implications, should not be handled by the Tribunal Electoral through communications or Twitter. Electoral crimes have been committed here as well as provisions of the penal code, so it must be investigated to the last, he added. In Carrera's opinion, there is not the slightest doubt that the electronic system for collecting signatures is vulnerable, which, according to what he said, explains the dizzying increase in support for some pre-candidates. For his part, Elias Lopez, who is seeking signatures to be a deputy in the 8th-3 Circuit, reiterated that the complaints are due to the mishandling of the Tribunal Electoral application, from which some applicants have benefited to the detriment of others. He commented that we are in a very precarious situation. The director of the electoral organization of the Tribunal Electoral, Osman Valdez, pointed out that audits have been carried out, and that the Electoral General Prosecutor's Office will be in charge of carrying out the respective investigations. According to Valdez, two internal inspections have been carried out with which the cancelled cases have been detected. The official affirmed the sanctions to be to the pre-candidates can become fines. Subsequently, the Electoral General Prosecutor's Office reported that it will proceed to initiate an investigation aimed at clarifying the facts denounced and will request that the respective sanctions be applied. The investigations initiated by the Public Ministry between 2014 and 2015 related to the irregular use of funds assigned to the extinct now social assistance program, known as PAN, targeted countless officials from the administration of former President Ricardo Martinelli. The investigations carried out in the PAN and in the institutions that allegedly received financial aid for school meal programs, housing construction, purchase of tires, grain and helicopter rental revealed that there was a dark management in the use of funds and a scant supervision of supplies deliveries. This information was also corroborated by audit reports from the Office of the Comptroller General of the Republic. Some 30 people, including ministers, directors and individuals, were linked by the anti-corruption prosecutor for the alleged commission of crimes of embezzlement, corruption of public servants, influence peddling and fraud. Almost all of these investigations had culminated in prosecutorial hearings in which a summons to trial was requested, stumbled upon the decisions of the then 15th criminal judge, Leslie Loaiza, and a intricate tangle of legal resources that caused some of the cases to progress at a slow pace, which led them to be for years in a kind of limbo. Leslie Loaiza, whose employment contract was not renewed by the judicial branch in December of 2020, dismissed several of these cases on August the 10th of 2018, five people investigated for embezzlement by the Social Works Improvement Program in the provinces of Herrera and Coclé in Los Santos. But 4 years later, the Superior Court of Liquidations reversed that decision and sentenced them to 8 years in prison. That decision reached the former director of the PAN, that's Giacomo Tamborelli, and former candidate for deputy for Democratic Change, Heriberto Junito Vega, Luis Alberto Hernandez, Estío Díaz, and Luis Alberto Vega. The same thing happened with the investigation of the public ministry related to the rental of helicopters contracted by various public entities through the PAN, and in 2018 the file was archived by Loisa, who declared its relative nullity for alleged violations of due process. But the second court revoked that decision and ordered to continue with the process, which was again archived by the first criminal court, which took over the process after the liquidation of the 15th court. Finally, the Superior Court of Liquidation, after an appeal from the Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office, reversed that decision and called 18 former officials to trial, including former ministers Guillermo Ferrufino, Social Development, Franklin Vergara, Health, and Emilio Aquizueta, and Oscar Osorio, Agricultural Development, all accused of alleged embezzlement. The trial is now scheduled for September the 4th of 2023. The National Directorate of Pharmacy and Drugs of the Ministry of Health granted on October the 7th an extension until the 31st of March next year, 2023, so that pharmaceutical establishments can sell anti-migraine drugs with the active ingredient called ergotamine without a medical prescription. These are, among others, those marketed as Avamigran, Migratroxina, Migratram, and Migretil. This temporary decision was adopted after the complaints received by patients suffering from migraine, who since last September the 22nd suddenly needed to have a prescription to obtain these drugs, and in order that pharmacies can get their entire inventory of medicines that have the active ingredient ergotamine before the new provision comes into force. The regulation for the sale of these prescription drugs is not only due to commitments acquired by Panama in 1994, when it signed the United Nations Convention Against Illicit Trafficking in Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances of 1988, where the substances that they can be used as precursors to manufacture controlled substances, including amphetamines. The other reason is medical, as combining these medications with other pain medications can aggravate a person's migraine. The president of the Isthmian Association for the Study of Pain, Panamanian chapter of the International Association for the Study of Pain, Eka Perez Franco, explained that the prolonged use of or overuse of combined medications, those that mix several substances, in this case combinations such as paracetamol, caffeine, and ergotamine, or ergotamine, ergotamine, lysine, and caffeine, can have serious consequences not only at the kidney and liver level, but they can become enhancers or maintainers of pain and by themselves produce increased headaches or more frequent headaches, known as rebound headache or medication overuse headache. In Perez Franco's opinion, the decision adopted by the health authorities is sensible and correct, and said that granting an extension to require a prescription for these medications gives time to educate and guide the population on the subject, since a person who suffers from migraines cannot afford to wait hours or days to have the medicine that they need. It will allow you to manage the episode of pain, because this will cause your migraine to establish itself, become more acute, and in some cases even transform into a more severe pain, which will require different management. Our population until now was used to going to a pharmacy, and in minutes they had their medicine. Now we must learn that we must always have with us the migraine medication that we use, and that these medications are going to be bought with a prescription, she emphasized. The specialist stressed that when the painful episode of migraine begins, the patient has about 5 to 20 minutes to attack the pain, that is, take their medication before the picture intensifies and settles down. It makes a huge difference managing pain in the first few minutes of the frame. If not, the migraine episode can more easily run its course, which can last anywhere from 4 hours to 72 hours, she noted. Well, migraine events are different for each person, so it is difficult to establish a maximum number of tablets per month. Some patients may require 3 to 4 tablets, others 10 to 20 tablets. In addition, the open prescription cannot be provided, either because the country does not have the digitized system, this is online or virtual, for drug dispatch information between pharmacies, she stressed. A total of 1,400 doses of the monkeypox vaccine arrived in the country this Monday, reported the Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, during a tour of the construction of the new children's hospital, which has an advance of 10.55%. Sucre reported that this Tuesday they will hold a meeting to coordinate the vaccination methodology with the teams. He announced that they hope to start next week with the inoculation of those who should be immunized. Now, according to the recommendations, priority health personnel who attend to these cases must be vaccinated. Then people at risk, such as sex workers, and according to the cases registered in Panama, men who have sex with other men, Sucre pointed out. To date, 16 cases of monkeypox have been detected here in Panama. Regarding the new children's hospital, the minister indicated that they are asking for greater speed from the contractor. We're asking the construction company to improve the times because the Panamanian population wants to see faster results, said Sucre. The children's hospital is being built in the old facilities of the United States Embassy on Avenida Balboa and will have parking floors, a cafeteria, and will provide outpatient and emergency care. And lastly, drivers from some 80 nations around the world, including Panama, will be participating from October the 26th to the 30th at the FIA Motorsport Games 2022 to be held in Marseille in France. The national colours will be represented by Valentino Mini, who will compete in the Formula 4 category, and Valentin Flamini, who will participate in Karting Spring Senior. Without a doubt, it will be a great responsibility to be the first Panamanian driver in these competitions, but at the same time, it's another boost to give my best and achieve a great result on a track of the calibre of Le Castellet. Mini commented on what is coming. That's it. There we go. There's our look. That's some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
Cuidemos juntos el Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Sweet Danville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
And it's great to be with you on this Wednesday morning. Plenty to come on this morning's Breakfast Show. But for right now, I just want to get back to Mary Lou having her fall this morning. Got a message in from Jessica this morning. Oh, she said, could you please play this for Mary Lou? This comes from Jessica. So, Mary Lou, from Jessica, this is for you.
I get knocked out, but I get up again.
There we go, that is going out to Mary Lou, who had a little bit of a fall on the way of, taking out the rubbish in actual fact this morning, but she's okay. That's for Jessica, and Jessica Mary Lou says, thank you very much, very thoughtful of you. I tell you what, we're getting around this morning. I've got a message in, we haven't spoken to him for a while. This is from Rowena and Phil up there in the US of A. It says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, Neil, Ingrid, listeners, you name it. I love it when people say listeners in plural. Right, and she says here, Phil and I are first time grandparents. Adeline, Wenzel was born on Monday night, October the 17th, here in the Denver area. The daughter of our younger son, Adam. Mother's name is Amanda, hence a name that starts with A. Everyone is doing well. Could you please play You'll Be In My Heart by Phil Collins for the new family?
Don't stop your crying, it will be alright. Just take my hand, hold it tight. I will protect you from all around me. I will be here, don't you cry. Oh, I'm so small, you seem so strong. My arms will hold you, keep you safe and warm. This bond between us can't be broken. I will be here, don't you cry. Cause you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. From this day on, now and forevermore. They can't explain. I know we're different, but deep inside us, we're not that different at all. And you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. From this day on, now and forever.
There we go. That is it. That's well. Congratulations to Rowena and Phil on the new arrival. And of course, just as well, the son's name and then wasn't Zach, really, isn't it? So anyway, many, many congratulations on that. That's wonderful news. Keep an eye on the time on the Breakfast Show. We're 24 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Greetings from beautiful Boquete. Oh, wow. Fresh, green, alive, flowers, birds, plants, foods, vegetation, incredible vistas. The list just goes on and on. What a glorious 3 days for a cute little fast, you know, kind of anniversary, honeymoonish kind of thing. It's been delightful. I'm so happy. The cook and I had a grand dinner last night at a restaurant that Ingrid Bergman ate at in the 1940s. It was divine. We were right in front of a fireplace, had a nice little glass of scotch before the meal. Oh, it was delicious. Oh, my goodness. Yes, and finished it off with a nice big old slice of shared lemon pie. Oh, it is beautiful here. Oh, occasionally cars do go by. Well, there go the parrots. They're on their way to work. Yep, we've got every kind of bird. At breakfast, they put the fruit out. We've got birds that are black with the red backs, blue-colored birds, light-colored birds, dark-colored birds, black squirrels. It's just, it goes on and on. Well, today's our last day. We're driving back to El Valle later today. And going to maybe stop along the way on coastline. Some friend of mine told me about a place on the coastline she wanted me to stop by and take a peek-see at, so I'm going to try to do that. Ran into some friends up here. Can you imagine that? We were over at this beautiful festival. It's their, what do they call it, a market. And they had a guy playing a guitar, and they had all kinds of artisans. They had food, they had clothing, they had just about everything. And then tonight, they're supposed to have an Oktoberfest. Well, sorry for me that I'm not going to be there, but wow. It is an amazing community. Lots of beautiful people. It's amazing how kind they are, how clean they are. They take care of their properties. It's just a beautiful place to come and rest. All right. Well, today is Humpity Hump Day, so that means tomorrow's Thursday and one more day till Freaky Friday. Fun facts. You all be safe. We'll be driving back and hopefully speaking with you tomorrow in the morning. Until then, back to you in the studio.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give, so live and let live or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. When it's sweet talk and you could make it come true, I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. But what would it matter? So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could sing you a tune and promise you the moon, but if that's what it takes to hold you, I'd just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap. Still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what I'm talking about. So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can.
That one brings back memories. That was Lynn Anderson and Rose Garden. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just coming down to the bottom of the hour, and I'm happy to welcome back to the Breakfast Show. I know it's been a while, but we've got Alan with us. Alan Bytel from the British Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Alan.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nice to have you back.
Yeah, and good morning, Panama.
Absolutely.
Very happy to be with you.
And it was nice to see you. Nice that event on Saturday afternoon. It was very pleasant.
We pulled it off.
You did.
And I think God helped us with a beautiful summer day.
Mm-hmm.
It was just fantastic.
And not forgetting a big biscuit.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And Christina came home with some of that. I was very pleased about that.
Big British Chamber cookie. But, yes, thanks to Panama Pacifico, we had a beautiful day, a lovely family day, and I think it worked for everybody.
Good, good.
Thank you.
And how is the chamber doing?
Well, we're keeping busy. We had elections a couple months ago. Andrew Mullen took over.
Oh, right, yeah.
And we have really shot out of the gate with all kinds of events, and I'm here. Thank you for inviting me, but I'm here to talk about our hallmark event coming up next week. And it concerns our new green economy. So it's something that is new for us, and we've been working on putting together this conference, and it's going to be magnificent.
What's the topic? What are we trying to get over?
We're basically talking about the issues having to do with the green economy, what Panama has to look forward to, basically what is sustainable, what will work, how do we reactivate the economy of Panama, keeping in mind what is best for us in the future. And we're going to be dealing with issues such as politics, not only economics, but also politics, and of course, something very important, which is the role of international investment. Direct international investment in Panama, which is much needed.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to pull together. We have to think green. We have to think economics. We have to think international investment to make this work and form a good strategic plan for the future. And we have excellent participants. We were able to put together with the help of the British Embassy and our ambassador, Tim Stu, we were able to put together a great program, which I think is going to impress those who come and participate.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm looking here at some of the panels, but some of the things you've got is, let's look at what some of the panels are going to be talking about. Panel one is protests, current political and economic situation of a post-pandemic society. There you've got Ariel Perez Price, Domingo Latarraca, Marcela Galindo, and Richard Morales. Now we've got Ariel is the commercial director of the British Embassy, and Domingo Latarraca, the financial advisor, Elemente. Marcela Galindo, of course, President of the Chamber of Commerce. She was chatting with us a few weeks ago. And Richard Morales, economist, University of Panama. How do you see politics and green going together?
Well, as we know and as we see in the international sphere, it's very delicate. It's a fine line.
Mm.
And we in Panama are at the center of the universe. I mean, we have issues having to do with international commerce, shipping. We have lots of issues having to do with international trade.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all politicians have to find that path of success. And I think it's very important that we talk about these issues and that we formulate a strategy. Ignoring the issue that we have to move towards a green economy, I think will damper Panama's success in becoming a great country.
Mm-hmm.
We have been able to, in the past, walk that fine line internationally and domestically, and I think now with the challenges of COVID, which were catastrophic for our economy, I think we have a great opportunity to look back and do it better.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were always doing better, and I prefer saying do it better than build back.
I agree with you.
I think we had a great strategy. I think Panama has a great role internationally. We have banking, we have insurance, we have the maritime industry, we have international commerce with the Colon Free Zone, and I think we can do it better. And we just have to reformulate our plan and work together.
It's interesting you're saying that because, you know, is there a political will? This is the first thing. Because, I mean, what we are seeing is that, you know, there's two branches, executive and the legislative, and they don't seem to work in parallel a lot of the time.
Well, I would say that what drives a lot of politics is the private sector.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And I think if the private sector sits down and organizes itself and exert certain pressure on those in politics, I think we can move forward. And a good example of that is the Panama Canal.
Oh, no,
absolutely. The Panama Canal is an absolute success.
And look at the offshoots. The ports. There's another port going to be opening up in Colon.
In Colon, exactly. And that means that we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
We can continue doing what we know how to do best. And I think if the private sector tweets itself a little and redirects some important assets to this new direction that we have to consider, which is green industry and understand what we're up against.
Well, I mean, I was there because, as you know, I mean, I came here in business back in the early 90s. And, you know, ever since then, I always said, well, you know, it is the business that drives the country. It's nothing else. There is nothing else. It's the private sector. It's business that we generate. Sadly, you know, we've seen some things leave, like international banks. We used to have quite a few here. Those are the kinds of things we want back to give us more of a stature. But how does this... Because one of the things Panama...
Jerry, I would like to add something to that.
Mm.
You know, the economy evolves.
Mm-hmm.
It's not stagnant. And Panama, and I would say the Colon Free Zone, are the most... are very aggressive sectors. And...
But they went through a bad time. Is it getting better?
Yes, it's getting much better. I think we have learned a lot. But also, I insist that the formula is not used up or has to be abandoned. The formula is evolving. And when you're evolving systems and when banks leave, they also come back.
Mm-hmm.
And the Free Zone is evolving. The banking sector is evolving. What we need is to formulate a strategy between government and the private sector, take into consideration this green industry, and make it work.
Absolutely. I mean, we do have a bit of an advantage because we are one of the countries which is carbon negative.
Exactly.
So we have a good base to start on, to grow on, and to bring ourselves to the forefront of countries that can do it.
And we're not that industrial because of the nature of Panama. We are more service oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no reason why we can't keep on building on that.
Absolutely. Okay, well, let's take a look at the second panel, sustainable growth, key for economic reactivation. Alfonso Grimaldo, La Nueva Nación. John Langman, of VP of Heinrich's Projects, Panama Canal. Maria del Carmen Sagasa, PNUD. I'm not sure what PNUD. Do you know PNUD? Is it Alan? Do you know what PNUD is?
I'll look it up.
Okay. Might have given them credit. Also, Luis Campana, General Manager of MIBUS. Well, there's a good one. Because I believe that they are going to be, I understand from what I read a while ago, that MIBUS is going to gradually increase its fleet with electric, or replace its fleet, as necessary, with electric vehicles, which is a good step.
Yes, it is. I want to apologize. PNUB is Programa de Naciones Unidas.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, and I apologize for that, Maria.
So, what are we going to be looking at with regards to the sustainable growth and economic reactivation?
I think it's what we're trying to promote is the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't think the British Chamber of Commerce has all the answers to what has to be done, but we have to start talking.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the beauty of this hallmark event, which is going to take place at the Bristol Hotel next week. We want people to start talking. We want people to start engaging. And I think this is a great opportunity,
mm-hmm.
a great opportunity for that.
As I said, then the MeBus, because they're represented there with Luis Campagna, moving over to electric. And of course, this is one of the big things because electric cars now are hot.
Well, I think this is all going to come from within. I mean, there are certain countries around the world that are putting pressure on a macro sense.
Mm.
I think. Personally, I think it should be individually. All the incentives, of course, help,
mm-hmm.
but I think it has to come from within. If the private sector believes it can work, if MeBus wants to start implementing electric buses, if the sale of electric cars can help. I know the solar panel industry has exploded here in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
I was speaking to an engineer, Camilo Amado, who was talking to me about the fact that he has lists and lists of customers that are waiting for solar panel installations. So it's something that is going to come from within, and it will grow little by little. And I think it will help the economy and help our environment, which is what we want.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, also, of course, our friend Edison Brosse got a law passed recently which is promoting exactly this. Because with electric vehicles, I mean, I would love an electric car, but then you've got to be able to charge it.
Well,
and this is the infrastructure that Edison is trying to get up and running.
Whatever we do, it cannot hurt what we have.
No, no.
And I think change has to be done subtle, and it has to be done in such a way where everybody wins.
Mm-hmm.
I know in the United States there's some issues about producing oil and drilling, and I don't necessarily believe that that's a good idea, because at the end you hurt the economy and then you create more inflation. We are suffering from inflation here in Panama, and we have to keep that in mind and make sure we keep it under control.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And let me see. Well, there's something else that just sort of came to my mind. Oh, yeah. Just talking about the cars. Just to bring up a little dig here. I couldn't find my car the other day. It was in a pothole.
Oh, no, well, I have to be careful with those comments.
I don't. I mentioned it the other day, actual fact, to our Minister of the MOP, asking who was going to pay for the repairs to everybody's cars.
No, I think everybody is suffering from that. I mean,
it's getting out of hand.
Potholes and I mean, I've seen grass growing from some of the potholes, grass and trees.
I think people are living in them as well.
Horrible.
But they're not fit for purpose. That's the problem. Let's go on to the last panel, and then we can talk a little bit more about the structure of your event.
Sure.
We're looking at the role of direct foreign investment in Panama. Giovanni Ferrari, general manager of the Colón Free Zone. Keith Green, who's got a great name, country manager of the First Quantum Minerals Limited. We've got Ophelia Fernandez, financial director, Diageo. And Jose Alejandro Rojas, Minister Councillor of the Facilitation of Foreign Investment.
Excellent panel.
Yeah.
Excellent
mm-hmm.
panel. And I have to say that Rojas, Pardini, and Ferrari are very, very proactive. Of course, Keith Green, who is always engaged with the Chamber
mm-hmm.
and with the British Embassy, very very interested in this issue, especially for First Quantum,
mm-hmm.
who I must say I've never been out to the mine, but my wife has, and
mm-hmm.
she was very impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. And I think that First Quantum has a lot to show,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they should. They should.
And I think they're about the largest investments in Panama, I think.
Incredible.
Mm.
Incredible. And they are doing an incredible job with the community. They're investing in the community. They're bringing technology and know-how
mm-hmm.
to an area that was abandoned,
mm-hmm.
to an area
mm-hmm.
that was really not integral part of the Panamanian economy. And now when you go out there to the western coast of the province of Colón,
mm-hmm.
You see things that you would never imagine. Complete cities, power stations, port, thousands of men and women working. I mean, this is bringing prosperity to many people.
Thank God. I see that, 100%. And it's interesting because this is a forum which is talking about the green economy, and one doesn't normally associate mining with green.
Well, let me tell you, it is very, very much part of the green economy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you why. Solar energy, batteries require copper.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And
the market is... Mind you, I bet you said the market was depressed, which surprised me.
Well, the truth is that the market is in transition,
mm-hmm.
Jerry. And, you know, when you can't have it both ways. You need raw materials
mm-hmm.
to move towards this green economy.
Mm-hmm.
You do. And without these raw materials, without copper, without iron, without steel, without all the elements that are needed for battery production, I mean, we will go nowhere.
Well, what I saw, fans, and I commented on somebody the other day, and I did so sat down, is just sit down for a minute and look around you, whether you're in your office or at home or whatever. And just remember that every single thing you see comes from the planet.
Exactly.
It doesn't come from anywhere else. You know, your computer, it all comes from perhaps products derived from oil, just lithium, copper, all these things. They all come from the planet, but they don't just come.
Well, I think it's very important to discuss this issue of green economy and the future. But you have to discuss it openly, and you have to discuss it with some type of balanced presentation
mm-hmm.
in that you cannot say that we all have to start riding bicycles and walking because
mm-hmm.
we can't use gasoline and diesel
mm-hmm.
when at the same time the bicycle you're riding is made from and used from byproducts of the petroleum industry.
Mm-hmm.
The tires on a bicycle are also rubber.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot be that selfish. You can't be arrogant when you discuss the issue of green economy. You have to find a balanced direction
mm-hmm.
You have to take into consideration all these issues. And the green economy very much needs mining, very much needs raw materials. And without it, we won't get to first base.
No.
So that's something that we have to consider.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, when you look at all the panels that we have academics, we have professionals in industry, we have the Cámara de Comercio, we have MIBUS, we have operators.
Mm.
What we're trying to do is present to those who want to come to this conference. We want them to hear all aspects of the green economy, and it's very important to keep that in mind, because you can speak to university professors that have their view of what the green economy is about, but then you don't have actually somebody who's living it, who's let's say in the trenches trying to get this industry moving. And of course you have bus operators, you have mining, you have commerce,
mm-hmm.
you have everybody of all segments of the economy of the Republic of Panama here. They will be at the Bristol on Wednesday, the 26th of October. And, you know, starting at 8 a.m., we are going to present a very well put together conference
mm-hmm.
on this issue. And I invite everybody to come. There will be Spanish. The conference will be in Spanish, and I'm sure it will also be in English. There will be panelists. There will be panelists that will probably speak English and Spanish. They will be moments to exchange ideas, comments. We have a coffee break, which is a great opportunity to actually go and speak to these panelists and ask them questions and have access to them. And
are there going to be any sort of side tables on this?
Yes. There's going to be a question and answer, which I think is always very exciting because from our experience and in all of our conferences, that's when you really get the answers. That's when you really get to hear the hard questions. But I have to tell you also, our moderators are going to be presenting some very good questions to our panelists, and I think it's a great opportunity to listen and to hear the truth. I want to take this opportunity, Jerry, to thank our sponsors. First Quantum, Diageo, Diamond Point, Afra, Morgan & Morgan, and KPMG. They have really helped us put this all together. Of course, with the help of the British Embassy, this is all done in collaboration with the British Embassy, and we've been working on this now for several months. And I think just by the fact that we have these panelists and they are top rate, sends us a signal, tells us that they want to speak, they want to get the word out. And I think it would be a great opportunity for those who would like to know more about the new green economy.
I think it's
an opportunity for them to come and listen.
It's interesting because, I mean, looking at Panama, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't see one bank.
I think, in all fairness, we had a committee and we put together the panels. I think that probably it's something that was done on purpose. I think we wanted to keep the panelists three people per issue, and I think if we could expand the conference, make it possibly in 2 days, maybe it'll work. We also think that since we're all business oriented and we're all very busy, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. is a good amount of time for one to sit down and listen to all these issues. And to lengthen it, I think, was something we didn't want to do.
Okay. No, I'm just wondering, because somebody has somebody has to pay for all this green.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm not on that committee, but definitely I'm going to bring it up, and I'm going to scold them, because you are right. Where's the bank? Where's the beef?
Because it's funny, in a completely different business, but I think I might mention when we were chatting the other day. But to somebody here in particular industry, you know, was sort of looking at the local bank. It was such a hassle to get a loan, believe it or not, got a loan from the IDB.
Well, but, you know, I would have to say that maybe the bank is the one who's always financing. Maybe the bank doesn't really want to, maybe banks don't really have a fixed position on this issue. You know, this is a little delicate. Anything that has to do with green economy, you're always going to step on somebody.
Yeah.
But
All right.
I think we're trying not to. We're all trying not
all
to.
Right. No stepping. I tell you what, one association which really does impress me, or chamber that really does impress me, and I love their weekly Camera Opinia, and that is the CCIAP. The Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama.
Oh, yeah.
I think they do a great, and I really like their weekly book, because they step out of the box. They're not afraid to say what they think.
No, they've been very active, and I think we're gonna listen to what people have to say. I think here in Panama we really have to look at the international investments. We have to look at what is sustainable. We have a great opportunity because our market is open. We have an opportunity to keep on growing. And like I said at the beginning, we know how it's done and we do it well. We can do it better. And I think the new green economy is something that we have to look at. And it's a great opportunity for us coming out of COVID to to be able to move forward on this issue.
All right. So let's remind everybody, 26th of October, it's at the Bristol Hotel from 8 o'clock till 1 o'clock. For members of the British Chamber of Commerce, $70. For non-members, $90. It will be in Spanish, but I'm sure there'll be some translation, or there will be some of it in English.
Yes.
as well. So do make a note of that. That is great. It's a good chance to get in there and ask some questions as well, any comments that you might have to do with towards a new green economy.
Thank you, thank you. And once again, thank you to the British Embassy, First Quantum, Diageo, Diamond Point, Afra, Morgan & Morgan, and KPMG. Thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome. All the best, Alan. See you soon.
Thank you.
FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Beneath the white fire of the moon, love's wings are broken all too soon. We never learned how to get along. Don't you sometimes wish your heart was a hard stone? We turn the wheel and break the chain. Pour steel to steel and laugh at pain. We dreamers in castles made of sand. Roll to eat our overflow. Don't you sometimes wish your heart was a stone?
Look at the headlines, big crowd at the crazy house, long queue for the Joker shoes. Stand around in the ring with love, do you lose and win? Oh, win and lose. We reign like mercy the night.
Take me down, wash away the sorrow,
caress my soul and set it right.
Take me down, show me your tomorrow.
Summer tears, winter evermore, but all, don't you sometimes wish your heart was in the stone?
Oh,
Show with Jerry D.
There you go, that is Shakespeare's Sister and Your History. Big thanks once again to Alan Bytel, joining us this morning. The event coming up with the British Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Put in your diary. We'll have some information on our website today, which of course is thebreakfastshow.com.pa. By the way, before that one, we had Cher and Heart of Stone. Now remember, don't leave me now, all right?
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me. Ooh, no, baby, please don't go. And if you leave me now, you'll take away the very heart of me. Ooh, no, baby,
A great track. Racing cars, and they shoot horses, don't they? Time on the Breakfast Show, by the way, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're half past the hour of 9 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. And I'll tell you what, just taking a look at some of the things relevant to today's date. It is the 19th of October, and we can go back through the years. We can go back to the year 1453, getting our little time machine. The French recapture of Bordeaux brings the 100 years war to a close, with the English retaining only Calais on French soil. 1469, Ferdinand of Aragon married Isabella of Castile. The marriage united all the dominions of Spain. And another one here, let's see what we've got here. We've got, 1860, the first company to manufacture internal combustion engines. We're still using them today. They were designed by Barsanti and Metucci. That's the company that's formed in Florence. And the last one for now, 1901, Brazilian aviator Alberto Santos Dumont circumnavigates the Eiffel Tower in his airship to win the first aviation prize. Well, I guess the wind had to be blowing in the right direction, didn't it? Dionne Warwick. Just one more night.
Just one more night, my love, and all that we believe becomes a lie, then loneliness will disappear. With the tears we cry, how could you leave it, believing that it's too late to be all the love we were? How can
teardrops running down my summer. And I feel so lonely, and I feel so lonely. And I feel so spaced out, running into no one. And I feel so lonely, and I feel so lonely, lonely. All of my friends went home, and now that they are gone, I feel alone. So they send running to tomorrow. And I feel so lonely, and I feel so lonely. Summer, and I feel so lonely, and I feel so lonely, and I feel so spaced out, running into no one, and I feel so lonely, and I feel so lonely. Running down my summer, and I feel so lonely, and I feel so lonely, and I feel so dazed and running to tomorrow, and I feel so lonely, and I feel so lonely. All of my friends went home, and now that they are gone, I feel alone. And all of my friends went home too soon, and started you. Running down my summer, and I feel so lonely, and I feel so lonely, and I feel so spaced out, running to no one, and I feel so lonely, and I feel so lonely. Raindrops running down my summer, and I feel so lonely.
And that's it, and that is Talumo and Viz featuring Majanon, and it's called Lonely. Well, I'm not lonely, because I've got my next guest with me for this morning. And it's a good morning, a breakfast show, good morning. And I told Pooji.
Yes.
Pooji, oh, there we go. Pooji.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Chair.
And you, Sulastri.
Sulastri, correct.
That's an interesting last name, so it almost sounds Italian.
No, it's actually it sounds like Sanskrit or Indian.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
Because my name also, like Pooji,
yeah,
it has also an Indian meaning.
Okay.
In India, they call it like Pooja, which is the same name, Pooji.
Well, anyway, look, it's lovely to have you with us. Welcome.
You know why? It's because Indonesia has a lot of influence from culture from India, for example, Dutch, and also from Portuguese, a little bit from Portuguese, Chinese, Arabic. It's a mix of all.
It's a bit of a mix, yeah.
Or language also.
Because I remember when we were just chatting, and you know, you said, well, I've been to Indonesia, but no, but I did. I was in Singapore for a while, many, many years ago, and that was the one thing about Singapore. It was very sort of cosmopolitan. There was, you know, you had Malay, you had Indian, you had Chinese, or whatever. And everybody got on so well. There were no problems. You know, it was wonderful. And anyway, it's lovely to have you from the Embassy of Indonesia. You're the first secretary at the Embassy. So, welcome.
I'm in charge of economic section, actually.
Okay. Oh, cool. All right. Now, you've got this amazing event coming up. This is, this is, as you were saying, Pooji, the first one since the pandemic.
Yes.
So it's nice to get out there with the people, isn't it?
Yes. Well, actually, we have our embassy here in Panama since 2011, more or less.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And then, yeah, we start with a promotion about Indonesia because sometimes people here, usually in Latin America or also in Panama, they don't know where is Indonesia, how's the culture and all. But some people already know about Bali. That's curiosity because Bali is more famous than Indonesia. But instead, Bali is part of Indonesia.
Yeah.
That's why we want that people here in Panama, they could know more, not only about Bali, but also about the culture from another island. Because Indonesia is the biggest archipelagic state in the world.
Right.
We have 17,000 islands.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. 17,000.
17,000 islands, and we have a 700 ethnical group. Also around 1,000 local languages.
Really?
It's very diverse.
So as to say, if you're going into, which language shall I learn?
Well, we have national language, actually.
Yeah.
We have Indonesian as a national language, but we also... We should learn our local language to preserve our culture.
Exactly.
That's right. Our motto, national motto is Bhinneka Tunggal Ika, or United in Diversity, because we are diverse. We have not only the culture, the languages, the ethnic group, but we also diverse in, let's say, religion, if it's religion. Indonesia consists of almost 87% are Muslim.
Okay.
And then the other, we have like a 10%, almost 10% of Christian, and then Catholic. We have also Hinduism, and then Buddhism and Confucianism.
And everybody gets on well with everybody else?
We'll get well, each of us.
We should learn from you.
Yeah. Because in for example, if I talk about my big family, my grandma, he's a Muslim.
Right.
My mother, he was a Muslim, but now he converted to Christian.
Right.
And my nephew, for example, they're Muslim, and we're get along each other.
Sure, sure. That's the way.
If they celebrate their religious day, they have a religious day called Eid al-Fitri, then we celebrate it all together.
Yeah, that's the way it should
be. For example, my family, we celebrate Christmas, then they also come to my house and celebrate it.
Of course, presents.
Because it's all it's like a family day.
No, exactly. No, you're absolutely right. And I mean, you're so right, because religion shouldn't make a difference.
Of course, you know. Religion and also ethnical group.
Absolutely. Also. No, I couldn't agree with you more.
I can give an example from like myself. I'm a Japanese. I'm a Japanese, sorry.
Oh, okay, right, yeah.
Yes, I speak Japanese, I speak Indonesian also, but I married with Bataknese.
Okay.
Bataknese is another ethnic group from the island of Sumatra. And I'm from the island of Java. And we married. I don't understand his local language, and he don't understand neither my local language.
So obviously you don't speak to each other.
Well, we speak in Indonesian. Because our national language is Indonesian.
You know, I'm really impressed. Because, you know, there seems to be so much division today, which is totally unnecessary. I mean, we all have our own beliefs. I have my own particular beliefs, and everybody else should have theirs. And I remember once somebody was trying to convert me, and I said, look, you know, I won't bother you or you, don't you even leave me alone. No, I think it's so important, and it just doesn't make sense when you see people fighting because one person doesn't believe the same as they do and whatever. So I take my hat off to Indonesia.
Most important is we should respect each other. We should respect their
absolutely
beliefs.
No, I couldn't believe you. Well, so we got here we go. We went to Bali for our honeymoon.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow, nice. Then they should come to our event to see the paradise of Indonesia.
There we go. That's Renee and Rick, and they're in Greece now.
In
Greece, so they're listening to us in Greece. They were here in Panama, because Rick worked with the Panama Canal with the expansion and everything for a while. Now they've gone out to Greece. So, I agree 100%. I'm personally, this is, you know, I'm not trying to sort of just be nice. But I don't see color. I don't see ethnicity. I don't see religion. Mm-hmm. I just see people. And I just take
humanity
people.
Humanity is more important.
Yeah, exactly. I just take people as they are. And, you know, if people want to be rude and nasty, well, I just don't talk to them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But just base everybody on, like you said, their humanity, how you treat other people. Mm-hmm. And it's very important.
That's correct.
Good. This is nice.
For example, in Indonesia, we have a church in the capital.
Mm-hmm.
We are talking
mm-hmm.
about the capital mm-hmm. of Indonesia, mm-hmm. Jakarta. In the city, we have church, and like 500 meters, not 500 meters, I think in 200 meters,
mm-hmm.
there is a big mosque, like the center mm-hmm. mosque mm-hmm. of Indonesia, of mm-hmm. Jakarta.
Right.
When they celebrate the Idul Fitri, they should pray.
Mm-hmm.
They need more space.
Right.
So what we do, you can park your car in our church. Mm-hmm. We will take care of it. If you need our space to pray, just use it.
Oh, that's lovely.
And in the other side, for example, we celebrate the Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
We need space to park. You mm-hmm. can park in our mosque.
Right.
It's okay.
Yeah.
And some group of like the young group from the church or the young group from the mosque,
mm-hmm.
they help us to take care of our cars mm-hmm. or they help us to guide us how to cross the street
mm-hmm.
so they feel safe. And we help each other.
Yeah, I've found having white hair is very good. This is the actual truth, because my hair is white. And if I'm walking mm-hmm. and I stop at the side of the road to cross, cars stop. And they let me, please pass, cross or nothing. Oh, that's very nice. If I'm driving, they're trying to kill me like they're trying to kill everybody else. Oh, wonderful. Look, it's lovely to have you. And I mean, it's a lovely story. Mm-hmm. And, but I think that there were problems, weren't there, with Bali. One time wasn't there
a problem? It was the Bali bomber.
The Bali bombing,
yeah,
wasn't it?
I think it's in like 90.
Yeah, it's a long time ago. Yeah.
Or in 2000, I don't remember so much. But we at that time we had a problem with some a group,
right.
A group of extremism.
Mm-hmm.
But now we already handle it all. Still, there is a fraction. Well, in every part of the world, always there's a fraction. There's
always
a group of mm-hmm. extremism, but we handle it all.
No, absolutely. Good. I mean, look at if you want to look at the United Kingdom problems, with Ireland. You know, we had big. No. And right now there are a lot of problems mm-hmm. in the world. So we're all going to go and live in Indonesia. You got how many islands? 17,000?
17,000 islands.
17,000 islands. So there's room for everybody, really, isn't there?
Well, not room for all, but we have like the biggest, I can say that there are five main islands
mm-hmm.
in Indonesia. First, Java, the right. most populous island in Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have island of Sumatra.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have islands of Borneo
mm-hmm.
and Kalimantan.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that now everybody talking about. If you talk about Kalimantan, everybody talk about orangutan. Because, Kalimantan is very famous with its orangutan. And then we also have the islands of Celebes
mm-hmm.
or Sulawesi.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have islands of Papua. The five biggest one.
Okay.
Papua is also very famous with its culture, with its islands, and also the area of marine area. They're
wonderful.
So beautiful.
It must be beautiful.
And very natural.
Mm-hmm. We got the sandblast.
More or less like sandblast.
No, I'll tell you what, I want to make sure we get him, because let's talk about this. This event, which mm-hmm. is going to be at the weekend.
Yes.
It's going to be on Saturday.
This weekend.
This weekend, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be on Saturday the 22nd. Tell us about it. Tell us what you're going to be...
This event we call it Indonesia Un Día en el Paraíso.
Mm-hmm. A Day in Paradise.
It's only one day.
Right.
One day event. So it's inspired by the new film of Julia Roberts.
Oh, really? Yes.
The film talk about the paradise,
right?
A ticket to paradise,
right?
And it talk about that her daughter went to Bali and then she won't get married. And also it's inspired by another film of Julia Roberts, which is Eat, Pray, Love, which is also take place in Bali. So we want that people here in Panama and also in Latin America, because Panama is a hub of all.
Right.
And we choose, why we choose Albrook, because in Albrook, we cannot reach not only Panamian, but also people from another country which
Absolutely.
Is Panama to know more about Indonesia. That Indonesia is not only Bali, but also we have culture from another island or another ethnic group. In this case, we will invite two dancers who will participate in this event. There's a dancer from, she's a Mexican. But she dance Indonesian dance, mostly Balinese dance.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
we also have a dance from Quito.
Mm-hmm.
He will teach us how to dance Japanese dance.
Oh right.
So there will be Balinese and also Indonesian.
Mm-hmm.
And we also will invite three main tour agents here in Panama. We have Allegro Tour, Anita, and also Via Escort Inglés, and they will help us to promote the destination in Indonesia, mostly in Bali. So if you need a ticket or a package to paradise of Indonesia, talk with them.
Yeah, you'll probably meet Julia Roberts, because apparently she's everywhere.
Yeah. Julia Roberts could be anywhere.
She'll be there on the beach. Oh, wonderful. That's lovely. And you've got some lovely, because I've got the flyer here, some lovely, lovely pictures. I mean, I'd love to see where all these islands are. It must be really quite something.
We will have also a little workshop for Indonesian dance.
Oh, okay.
So if you love to dance, then you can learn Indonesian dance a little bit.
Oh, well, there you are. That's indeed.
Mostly the Balinese and the Japanese dance.
And in Albrook, this is going to be, because Albrook is huge, but it's going to be in the Paseo del Delfín.
Delfín.
In the dolphin passage. Mm-hmm. So there you are. So you can look for the dolphin and you'll find it. So, and this is going on. Starts at 11 o'clock in the morning and it'll go right through till 7 o'clock.
6:30 to 7 o'clock.
In the evening.
Until the mall is closed.
And we've got artists, tourist packages, we're just saying, artisanas, information for visitors, some souvenirs as well. So that's wonderful.
Yes, we have artesania. We have souvenirs from Indonesia. Indonesia is very, very famous with its souvenirs, with its, for example, furniture. So we will also, some companies which take the product from Indonesia, they will also present on that event. And we also have some cooperation with the universities here.
Oh, good.
Made Universidad de Panama and Canexa. Canexa will present with their designer, the young designer. They will design a cloth with Indonesian batik. Batik is the traditional.
I remember that from my days in Singapore. Batik, and it's funny because you mentioned furniture. I remember Singapore they had the little furniture shops, and they go, you see the guy carving the carvings. I mean, I would imagine it's absolutely incredible.
Balinese carving was it's very famous in all part of the world.
Yeah, wonderful. Oh, I'd like to visit. There you are.
Yeah, you have to.
There's somewhere for Christina and I to go off to. To Indonesia, that would be lovely. Well, look, we're almost just about almost out of time for this. It's been really nice. It's been really interesting, and I'm so impressed with what you're telling about Indonesia. What a lovely place to be. Does sound like paradise, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. we have not only like the ocean, the sea, and playa here.
Yeah.
We have also temples. Balinese temple is so famous, but we have also the biggest Buddhist temple in the world, which is Borobudur. It's in the islands of Java, because Java before was very influenced by the culture of Buddhism and also Hinduism, and then came the Muslim people. So the the culture in Java is a mix of all.
Yeah, I remember when, well, in Singapore was the same because they had every kind of, you know, and one thing is because there was a lot of Indian temples in it. Yes. The carvings were fantastic. You used to sort of go all the way up there.
Yes.
And I also went, I took a train ride and went from Singapore to Bangkok.
Mm-hmm.
By train from Singapore. That was quite extreme. Went up to Kuala Lumpur, changed around there. But I remember, so clear in my mind, waking up on the train and looking out the window, and there's a mist lying on the ground. And then sticking out of this mist was one of these beautiful temples. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
I wonder, yeah,
they sure. usually pray in the morning and put their temple, for example,
mm-hmm.
if I talk about Bali. And that's the way they live.
Wonderful. Well,
they put something for the gods,
mm-hmm.
to say thank you, or mm-hmm. well, to get to pray before they start their activity.
Start the day. Good way to
They're
start.
They're so religious. In
mm-hmm. Well, Pooji, thank you so very much.
You're welcome,
for coming in chatting with us. And we'll be reminding everybody. I know Yasmin will be doing on Friday with our
and
What, Where, and When.
All, not
everybody.
Only you, but all, everybody in Panama.
Everybody.
To come to see the paradise of Indonesia. On Saturday in Albrook Mall in Pasir Delphi.
All right, lovely. Well, Pooji, thank you so very much. And please give our best wishes to the ambassador.
Thank you.
All right. So there we go. So that's it. We'll be reminding you about that as we do, what you can be doing. So big thanks again to Pooji. That sort of brings us to the end of the show. Time for me to wrap up and go off and do something else for the rest of the day. Get ready for tomorrow. So anyway, big thanks once again to Pooji from the Indonesian Embassy here in Panama. Also to Alan Bytel from the British Chamber of Commerce. A couple of events there, so we'll be reminding you about those as we get, tomorrow and Friday. And also a big thank you to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, and my co-producer Neil Danby. Also to Ingrid, of course, and the cook, who are making their way back, I would imagine by now, from Bolketti, making their way back to El Valle. And also, let me say a big thank you to the boys and girls of Grupo Grada, who keep us up and running, and especially to Isaac, and also to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. If you want to join us, advertise with us, or sponsor us, or whatever, you can do that. Just drop us a WhatsApp, 677-18822, or you can call Yasmin on 223-5162. All right, well, please take care. Whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, please, please do it carefully, because, what do I say? 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Quiroz. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.